it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this segment of the show presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So gave out the Giants last night plus the 7.5. So off to a 1-0 start. Now 41-26-4 on the year, hitting at over 61% now on the season. And knock on wood, have not had a losing week in the first 6 weeks of the season. Last week I didn't love the card, went 4-3. This week there's just so much to like. There are just a lot of games in which, you know, the public sort of has identified a team as the wrong team favored or the right team favored by not enough. And it starts tonight with Fresno State, a 5-1 football team, on the road at Colorado State. Colorado State is 1-4. Fresno's laying 6.5. There are a couple of sevens out there, and nobody thinks the line's big enough. So I'll take Colorado State and the points plus the 7 on a total contrarian play. I liked Colorado State last week, did not give them out, and they did not get it done. And sometimes when you see that, you see that the odds makers, for some reason, believe Colorado State is better than their record indicates. They've lost 3 games in a row to UTSA, to Washington State, and Washington State's a bad football team. They got blown out last week by San Diego State. I almost gave Colorado State out. Meantime, Fresno has won 5 in a row, but the last 2 have been really close against Nevada and Hawaii. This line really feels like it should be 9 or 10. It's 6.5, 7. Give me Colorado State tonight plus the 7. Let's go to Saturday. Alabama is a big public favorite. They're laying 3 at Missouri. A noon kick, Missouri coming off a bye. Missouri's undefeated at 5-0. Drinkwitz, their coach, is good. Their quarterback is good. You know, Penn State may rue the day that they let Bo Probilla go for Drew Aller. I don't know. Aller's okay. He's just not what they thought he would be. Now, Missouri, you know, hasn't really beaten anybody. The win over Kansas looks pretty good. The win over South Carolina, there were some injuries. You know, Sellers was hurt. Bama last week got beat up. That game was closer than it indicated. The public really likes Alabama. There's sharp money on Missouri. I'll take Missouri plus the 3 in that game. Let's go to Air Force at UNLV. Dan Mullen, remember, he was doing the college football recap show last year on ESPN after leaving his last job before that, which was Florida. He was pretty good on that studio show. He's now the head coach at UNLV, and in his first year, UNLV is 5-0. 5-0. Now, they have not played anybody. Wyoming, Miami of Ohio, a bad UCLA team that showed that they weren't super bad last week. Sam Houston State, Idaho State, but they're 5-0, and they're laying just 7 against the Air Force Academy. They are 1-4. They got into a shootout last week. Really good football game, I was told. By the way, an aerial attack both teams last week, Navy and Air Force. Air Force is getting 7. The public is on the undefeated UNLV running Rebs laying 7. I'll take Air Force plus the 7. This is my toughest call, but I'm going to go with it because it's a system play here. Colorado's getting 3 against Iowa State. Now, I gave out last week Cincinnati laying points against Iowa State. They won outright. Iowa State's banged up, injured. They were ranked 14th in the country. They're coming off a loss, and the public just thinks they're much better than Colorado. And by the way, Matt Campbell is a better coach than Dion. He's one of the best coaches in the country. They're laying 3 in Boulder. This is just, the line's just too short, and the average bettor is laying the 3 thinking that the line's wrong. I don't love the coaching matchup. I don't like the matchup in general in analyzing it, but this is, you know, Colorado plus 3 all day because every book in the country will need the Buffs to cover it. Let's go to K-State and TCU. I actually think TCU's a pretty good team. I also think K-State's a pretty good team. I gave them out a couple of weeks ago laying 5.5 against UCF, and they won that game easily. They lost a heartbreaker last week to Baylor. Every game they've lost has been close, going back to the game in Dublin against Iowa State. TCU's good. The quarterback's good. They've got some talent at wide receiver. They're laying, as TCU's a 4-1 team against a 2-4 team, they're laying just a point and a half in Manhattan, Little Apple, Kansas. I'll take K-State plus the 1.5. Red River shootout in Dallas. Even with the potential return, and it looks like he's listed as probable, Mateer is the quarterback for Oklahoma. Oklahoma now just a 1-point favorite. I'll take Texas plus the 1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a game that just reeks a bit. Iowa has been pretty decent. Iowa actually gave Indiana their best game, had a shot, lost 20-15. They are currently a 3-2 football team. The two losses, you know, less than, you know, 5 points or less to Iowa State and Indiana. They're laying just 3 against a Wisconsin team that's lost 3 in a row. Really haven't been close, even though they covered against Michigan last week. I'll take Wisconsin in Madison getting the 3 against Iowa. Let's go to Saturday night. Auburn plus 3.5 against Georgia. Auburn will be one of the biggest anti-public plays of Saturday. They struggle to score, but Georgia, you know, on the road in this one, this is a big one for Hugh Freeze at Jordan-Hare. He's got to get a signature win. Plus 3.5, take the Tigers. And Clemson, everybody thinks, is back on pace to do something after ripping Belichick in Carolina last week. I don't think that's true. I'll take Boston College plus the 14.5 in Chestnut Hill against Clemson. Let's go to Sunday. Man, there are a lot of NFL games that fit the smell test criteria. A lot of public action on one side, a lot of sharp action on the other. I gave this team out last week, and it didn't work. It wasn't even close. The early game in London, Denver off the win over Philly, the Jets looking terrible against Dallas. People think that Denver should be laying more than a touchdown. They think that the line should be 8, 9, 10. I'll take the Jets plus the 7. Sorry. Give me the Panthers plus the 3. Everybody's on the Cowboys. Everybody's rolling with the Colts minus 7.5 at home against the Cardinals after the Cardinals lost their third straight game on a walk-off field goal. So, of course, I'll take the Cardinals plus the 7.5. The Saints beat the Giants last week. They're catching 3.5 at home against the Patriots, who knocked off the Bills. Everybody in love with New England. I'll take the Saints plus 3.5. I'm giving you some bad football teams, man. Jets, Cards, Panthers, New Orleans. How about another one? The Dolphins plus 4.5 at home against the Chargers. Major public action on the Chargers. And then in the biggest game of the day, the Sunday night game, Kansas City laying 2.5 against the Red Hot Lions. I'll take the Chiefs and lay the 2.5. I'm not done yet, because I'm going to give you the Monday night game out right now. I like the Falcons plus 4.5 now at home against Buffalo. Almost gave out the Bears. I might do it on Monday. There's still time before Monday. But that's it for now. A lot of plays. Starting with tonight, Colorado State plus 7, buying the half point against Fresno. Tomorrow, Missouri plus 3 at home against Bama. Air Force plus 7 at UNLV. Colorado plus 3 at home against Iowa State. K-State plus 1.5 at home against TCU. Texas in the Texas-Oklahoma Red River rivalry game. Texas plus 1. Wisconsin plus 3 at home against Iowa. Auburn plus 3.5 Saturday night at home against Georgia. And BC plus 14.5 at home against Clemson on Sunday. Jets plus 7, Cards plus 7.5, Panthers plus 3, Saints plus 3.5, Dolphins plus 4.5, Chiefs minus 2.5, and then Monday night, the Falcons plus 4.5. All of these plays, man, totally fit the anti-public, and yet you're going with the sharp action model formula. But it's worked a lot this year. 6 straight weeks. I feel like there's certainly a chance a rough, difficult week is coming. The biggest dogs in the NFL have now won outright for the last 6 games. I think it is 5 games in prime time. Last night, the Giants. Monday night, we had the Jags weren't a big dog. The Patriots on Sunday night. We've had that going here for a while. Eventually, the public starts to win a little bit. They don't lose every timeout. So tread lightly, but I feel good about the card. There are 16 plays I just gave you. They'll be posted on the team980.com later today and at team980.com on Twitter. We'll finish up. I've got some thoughts on the Terps and Nebraska tomorrow, and we'll go around the NFL a little bit when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.